13 years ago, Ronnie Vetter bought an ice cream shop called Jake's Ice Cream. Today, Jake's is a small batch, locally sourced wholesale ice cream supplier out of Vetter's hometown. For this week's installment of Foodstuffs, a weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture in New Hampshire, NHPR's Emily Corwin takes us into Vetter's tiny ice cream factory in Nashua.
How to make wholesale small batch ice cream.
We get our milk in bags.
Step one, milk in plastic bags.
So it basically has all of the milk, the cream, the sugar, and the natural preservatives made to our specifications for ice cream making.
Use 14 to 16% butterfat.
Anything, in my opinion, over 18% is like eating frozen butter. It might be tasty because it's butter, but it's not ice cream.
And don't add.
I don't like to bite into ice cream that just tastes like sugar right from the start.
Too much sugar.
A lot of commercial ice cream is made with flavor bases. What intensifies the flavor is sugar, and sugar is very inexpensive. The volume of the product is going to increase by adding more sugar. So a way to maximize your profits is to add more sugar. So our yield might not be as high as other places, but I personally feel like once you try it and once you taste it, it's like no other ice cream that's out there, really.
Step two.
We're actually making a Guinness ice cream today.
Flavor the base.
We actually take cans of Guinness beer, if for anybody who does not know what Guinness is, Guinness beer, and we reduce most of the water out of it in our process. So then on top of that, we add a little bit of vanilla, and then we put, for good measure, we put regular cans of Guinness in there because there's never enough. And there's actually a little bit of some coffee in there to enhance the natural coffee and chocolate flavors that are already in the Guinness.
So why does it smell like bacon in here?
I knew that a question was coming! I was waiting for it, actually. We actually make a maple walnut bacon ice cream that we will be making tomorrow. But yes, we have to cook the bacon ahead of time, get it cold, chop it up, so.
Step three, the machine.
When we turn the machine on, the fan just spins, basically. It moves the ice cream around. But then once we hit the refrigerant button, the water starts going into the cylinder. It cools it as the friction is happening, and that's what makes the ice cream cold.
Step five, the negative 40 degree deep freeze.
The longer it takes for the ice cream to actually set, the warmer your freezer, the grainier your ice cream is. It has that crunchy effect, it has the ice crystals. It doesn't have a very smooth mouth feel. You really want to freeze it fast.
That's NHPR's Emily Corwin reporting from Jake's Ice Cream in Nashua. You'll find more New Hampshire food at the Foodstuffs blog. That's at nhpr.org.